Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible on location.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and today we're live on location at Kent State's Pro Day, and we're joined with Jameson Kauntz. And I told him prior to going live here, if he was at the NFL Combine a week or so ago, the numbers he just posted during his Pro Day would have had the NFL Network and all the guys on it scrambling to find their Jameson Kauntz notes. 46-inch vertical, they had to reset the machine, this kid was jumping so high, a 4.38 40. That would have been tops at the combine. 46-inch vert would have been top in the entire combine of any position. Jameson, how you doing today?
Feeling good.
I mean, obviously you're feeling good. What was it like to go out there and put those type of numbers up?
I feel great. You know, I've been training with Tim Robinson up at Speed Strength up there in Cleveland, and you know, we've been doing all the drills and going through everything. So you know, I felt confident. He's done a great job. You know, just come out here and do something that we've done 1,000 times over again.
Yeah, I mean, you did it to a T. I mean, was there any focus in your training when you were working with him? I mean, was there anything that you were kind of keen? I mean, you know, you're obviously well-built. I mean, you look, you know. Was there anything that you're kind of specializing in when you were working with him?
No, Tim really, I mean, it's just a full-body workout. You know, everything, you know, he has his things that he likes to do. And, you know, he's great at what he does. And you just kind of give yourself to him, and he'll make sure that you're in shape and you're ready to go.
And your time at Kent State, I mean, you did some linebacker. This year you moved to wide receiver, H-back type slash tight end. That transition, I mean, when the coaching staff came to you, what was that like, you know?
Well, they came to me at the end of my junior year, and you know, the coaches asked me if I wouldn't mind switching from outside linebacker to tight end. And obviously, I was completely for it. You know, I'm ready to go. If there's a need on the offensive side of the ball, you know, I'm ready to do it. And you know, I think it was an easy decision for him. So you know, just move it.
And you ever miss hitting anybody out there?
I do, but I get to make it up a little bit when I'm blocking out there and on special teams and stuff like that. So I get to get my hit fix in as well.
Excellent. I mean, your time here, I mean, you know, it's come and gone. You're about to get the, you know, the door step at the NFL. I mean, did this time go quick? I mean, when you look back at it?
It really did. You know, everybody tells you that it goes by quick and you should enjoy it while you're living it. And before you know it, you blink your eyes and it's over. But I've had a great experience here at Kent State. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Excellent. And I mean, like I said, a great career here at Kent, and obviously a great pro day here at Kent State. I mean, when we would look at your game, I mean, what are some of the things you take away that you're most proud of that you do on the field?
I'd like to say just the way that I go out and try to just make plays every time. If I can get a chance to get the ball in my hands, I try to spark the offense and, you know, get things going. If, you know, get that little burst, get everybody excited, and, you know, people jumping up and down on the sidelines and stuff like that. So.
And in terms of your game, I mean, we spoke earlier. I mean, is there anything that on game film that, you know, anything that you didn't get to showcase? I mean, just because of the system you were in.
Not really. I know. I feel like, you know, the coaches gave me the best opportunities that I could, and I just tried to take advantage of them. So.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, talking with some of the people today. I mean, Coach Martin, it seems like he does kind of put you guys in positions where you guys can actually not only succeed and help the team, but I think succeed at this, you know, getting, you know, a shot at the next level. Would you agree with that?
I would. Coach Martin's a great guy. He knows, you know, he'll move people around and try to find the best position for you. And you know, I have nothing but great things to say about him. He's been a great guy, you know, through my entire collegiate experience.
And Julian Edelman, Josh Cribbs, James Harrison, I mean, it's a list of great NFL players that are, you know, making their mark. Got a little attention this time of the year, pro days, and NFL draft-wise. I mean, but, you know, you're here, I think you're kind of in that same mold, you know, Jameson Kauntz here, putting up great numbers. You know, another guy that might not be the top guy, but I think after today, these numbers start to generate throughout the NFL. I think definitely the attention is even going to build, but any reason? I mean, why do you think are you guys the MAC maybe, or even Kent State kind of is off the radar a little bit?
I don't know the answer to that. You know, the MAC has been getting better. You know, we're getting a little more publicity here and there. But we have good players. You just have to, you know, continue to work hard and try to showcase your abilities, and you know, they'll find you. You'll be fine if you can work hard enough. Right.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they are gonna find you. You know, in terms of your game, everyone who comes on the show, I always say, you know, if we put Jameson Kauntz in an NFL uniform on an NFL field on Sunday, who are you going to remind us of the most?
I've heard people kind of compare me to Vernon Davis. You know, I know that those are big shoes to fill just because he's a tremendous athlete. But as far as my speed and strength, I know I'm a little lighter than him. But I just try to mold my game after him. I know he's a tremendous athlete, and you know, he can just go out there and fill any role almost. He can just do whatever, and you know, that's
And that's interesting you bring up a guy like Vernon Davis, because when he went to the scouting combine a few years ago, I mean, he blew the place up and just tested off the charts, and that's what you just did this afternoon. I mean, you tested off the charts. I mean, I just compared your numbers. I mean, they're basically, I mean, your 40 time was second best compared to wide receivers. Mm-hmm. It was the top 40 time if you were at the combine for tight ends. Mm-hmm. Your vertical would have been the top vert in the whole entire combine. Your long jump would have been tops among wide receivers and tight ends. So, I mean, that in mind, I mean, what are you thinking about right now, knowing that these guys are down in Indianapolis, they're supposed to be the finest tuned athletes, you know, in the country, and here you are posting numbers that are, if not comparable, better to those guys?
Oh, that's fine with me. I would have liked to have been invited, but, you know, you'd have to take the opportunities that you're given and just make the best of them.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not excited? Like, I mean, dude, how much of a confidence booster is that, though?
It feels good. You know, I know what I'm capable of, and, you know, to go out there and perform like that, you know, it feels great. It's a great feeling at the end of the day.
And Jameson Kauntz here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, taking some time right after his pro day workout here at Kent State. And for you folks listening, and we were kind of joking earlier, I'm, 6'3", blue hair, blonde eyes, or blue hair, or blue eyes, blonde hair. And like I said, I was Twittering his numbers out there earlier, and his name came up. Handsome.
What?
Which we thought was
No, I'm looking
enough. Kind of ironic. But anyways, here on the NFL Draft Bible with Jameson Kauntz once again. Jameson, is there anything when you look back, I mean, is there anything that you didn't get to accomplish at your time here at Kansas? Is there something you could pick?
I feel like I did. I was trying to take advantage of every position that I was put into, you know, a little offense and a little bit of defense. So no, I look back at my career, and I'm pretty satisfied with it.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to be satisfied, and obviously after today, very satisfied. Well, we want to wish you the best moving forward, and as you know, before the end of the show, we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it Three Downs and Out, and they're just simple, fun, one-line questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to go with that?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, on which female celebrity would you like to take?
I would have to choose Eva Mendes.
Very nice. And second down for you, if you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which one would you prefer?
Well, I have to say it depends on if the boy band is a popular band like the Backstreet Boys back in the day.
Yeah, so.
Then I'd probably have to go the boy band.
Boy band?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a bad fit, man. Not a bad fit.
Oh, singer's always a good way to go.
Yeah, singers, yeah, everybody wants to be a singer in a rock band.
Absolutely.
And they want to be athletes and you guys want to be singers.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Everybody always wants what they hand. So maybe you could be the first singer, rock boy, tight end, NFL guy.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Huh? Any shot?
No? Probably not.
And the final down before we let you go. When's the last time you cried after a win or a loss?
It was after our last game, our last collegiate game here against Buffalo.
And I think it was a 9-6 loss, and obviously a tight game. The wind, the rain. I was here for that game.
A little
game.
Bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything that night. And so, hey, Jameson, we want to wish you the best moving forward. Obviously, you have a great future ahead of you, and we want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy day today here at the Kent State Pro Day.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jameson, thank you, my man.
Thank you.